Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the 10 bucks a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got the one and only Lexi Pantera in the building. How you doing?
How are you?
Excellent.
You look good in person.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I feel like I haven't heard that in years.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I feel like I probably look better on the internet where you can't see all the fucking nasty.
I give you
white
an A plus.
Really?
In person.
That means a lot. Thank you. I really need we don't take men's self esteem to be as important as I think it is. There's a lot of guys out here walking around feeling ugly.
Oh, it's extremely important, especially when it comes to dating.
Right.
Guys, it's number one.
And I mean, who's shooting up buildings? Who's doing all this crazy stuff? Man, make a man feel good about himself, right?
You think that's why people shoot up buildings?
Yes, because they're not getting enough compliments.
They bust windshields out. They throw phones. They do crazy stuff.
I know. And what's the girl from TLC? She fucking burns one guy's house down and we all remember her for years.
Left Eye, she better.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably deserved it. I've never done crazy shit like that, though.
You never burned a dude's house down?
Well, I just... That? No, no.
But think about that.
I've never been the crazy type to do anything crazy.
Women are
saying.
So unlikely to do some crazy, psychotic, violent shit that when one woman does do something, it's a big deal. Or they make a whole Netflix series documentary about this
how
woman
I murdered
killed
my husband.
One person. Yes. And like, meanwhile, men kill people all the time. It's not even newsworthy.
Oh my gosh.
Hmm.
So bad.
So I guess the question is, who are you planning on?
The mothers need to
out?
Instill more love and support in their men.
Oh, but see, look at what you just did. You just brought it back and put it on the women again.
You think, you know what? It's true. It's very true, though. Hmm. I think women should definitely work on the way that they're bringing up their men. I think that we need to instill a little bit more.
Okay, but if there's going to be anybody who we're going to get on, it's going to be the dads, the absentee dads. Aren't they probably?
Both. How about parents just stick around? How about that?
That would be nice.
Gosh, is that hard?
The trickier
is it
thing,
that hard?
The trickier thing is to figure out how to not turn the kid into a psychopath once the parents are not around, you know? If you have a nice, healthy, stable family unit, it should be kind of easy, right?
No, listen, everyone has their own thing. Mm. Everyone's different.
So let's talk about your childhood coming up.
Okay.
You have a healthy family life, or how was it?
Definitely like a broken home, half in Sacramento, half here. My parents were like never, they're like sweet, like high school sweethearts.
Okay.
And then rough area in Sacramento, you know, and then I wanted to be like a superstar.
You're from Oak Park?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know about Oak Park?
I know about the streets.
How you know about Oak Park?
I interviewed OP, enough baby. Sacramento rappers. Are
Wait,
you allowed to gangbang?
My nails are really long right now.
Does it work? Does it gangbang? It seems hard with nails that
Oak
long.
Oak Park.
All that shit that TK
but
was
I'm
doing?
I'm also a Valley girl. Don't get it twisted. I'm really half.
Really? Yeah. So you were kind of like torn between two worlds as a kid?
I had the best of both worlds. I think I was really humble because I lived in Sacramento, and then LA, I got more of like the bougier, like what the entertainment industry was like.
You were exposed to that from an early age?
Kinda, yeah. My uncle and my dad, they've always been into acting. They always were hustling into the acting world, you know, going on auditions here. My dad did stunts and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And so I, as a kid, I mean, he was hustling though. He didn't make money though. He didn't have a normal job though, you know, like he was still out here trying to make it with a fucking one-year-old. But that's how I got into it a little bit, yeah. But then I moved to Sacramento because I missed my mom. I had my brothers there. I was like, I want to be with my family. My dad wasn't necessarily like your family holiday guy, so
right.
I wanted to be with my mom.
Guys shouldn't be raising kids.
He was like, now you need your dad in your life, right? When I'm a teenager, when I'm going through shit, I'm like, I need my dad, father figure, like him to teach me some things. I think that's when he brought me over and he was like,
So you had this dynamic of like kind of wanting to be up in Sacramento because it's more nurturing.
Home, and, it felt like home.
But then meanwhile, you're kind of in the hood.
In Sacramento?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. In the middle of the hood, but it still is my favorite.
But
home.
Then when you come back here, you lived in like in a nicer, more chill area. But then meanwhile, it's not as nurturing. This is an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it was. My dad was a single dad, and then he had uncles. My uncles were in the house. So like I was just around a bunch of dudes, and, and I wanted my brothers. I wanted my mom. I wanted holidays. I wanted fun summers. It was just better with my mom over there. You know, I felt more whole
right
over there in Sacramento in the hood.
Okay.
It was better.
Did you see
and then
some
16
shit?
Came along and I was like, I want to be a fucking superstar. Like I want to be Britney Spears. And so I came to LA to be like, I want to do music. I want to be in the industry. I want to, you know, perform. I want to do all that. And my dad's like, well, you can't do it in fucking Oak Park in Sacramento.
That is a good
so
point.
So you brought me here.
Okay.
I was upset about it though.
You were upset that you couldn't get famous in the hood in Sacramento?
It was hard.
Did you see some crazy ass shit up there, like coming up, just because you hear, I mean, a lot of these rappers, they would have you basically believe that in Sacramento, it's a fucking bloodbath daily.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in gangs and shit, obviously I'm not obviously.
You
I'm
stayed
not
away
in
from
gangs.
It?
Yeah, absolutely.
You never had
my
like
mom,
a nasty
no
boyfriend who was trying to
no,
have you
I
kill
never
someone?
Was allowed to have boyfriends. Oh, no. I didn't have a phone until later on. Like I grew up very flat chested, no booty, small, skinny little girl. No one liked.
No
like,
one treated you hot.
Hell no. I was like the little sister, little girl. You're everyone's friend. That was me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Sacramento, I don't know. One thing that really sticks out is like me jumping on a trampoline in our backyard and fucking, I hear gunshots suddenly and I'm like, oh, and me and my friends are like jumping. We're like, whoa. And we're like, what's going on? And we drop to the floor. It's kind of something you're used to. Uh-huh. You drop to the floor and then you're like, we're like sneaking over trying to see in the yards of the other people's yards of what's going on. And there was a drug bust down the street and they had shot their dogs with like tranquilizers and shit.
Oh my God.
And I was seeing from the yard and my mom's like, get in the fucking house.
Wow.
We like run in the house. But it happens. But people have our back in the hood. You don't feel unsafe or anything. You feel like everyone has your back, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because you grew up around there, so.
Wow.
And I'm not involved, like I said, in the crazy shit, so.
Right.
I knew my best friend, her brother would maybe be involved. You know, I'd be dodging around, but like, no. You're not going to see me in the streets like that. I was focused on my girly stuff. I was young.
You're lucky you didn't get the wrong boyfriend when you were
I wasn't allowed
like,
to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was not the one to sneak out of the house.
No, yeah, but okay, you might not be allowed to have a boyfriend, but you could still, I mean.
No one wanted me. Hello, now they do.
Okay, wait.
Where
so.
Were you at when, Yeah.
So what happens when you turn 16? You decide you want to be a superstar?
I always wanted to. I always wanted to sing and stuff. But my dad was just like, I need you to come here. He didn't like it in Sacramento. It was bad.
Okay.
He's like, I don't want you to grow up over there. Why are you going to be there when you can be in L.A. focusing on what you want to do your career and start, you know, doing that
shit? Well, how'd your mom feel about that? She probably didn't want to lose her little girl, right?
I was heartbroken. My dad came that day, picked me up. I was just bawling. I was my brothers,
your
my
friends.
Mom, my best friends. But I made a decision. It was a good decision.
And so then once you're down here, what kind of steps do you start taking to get your shit going?
Damn, I got noticed at Millennium Dance Studio.
Really?
So I just started, because I've been dancing my whole life. So okay. I was taking dance classes my whole life. Went to Millennium Dance Studio all the time. Everyone was there, bro. Everyone.
Is that like
everyone's
the place
there.
Being that I don't know anything about the
it's
dance
the
world?
It's the place. Yeah. Millennium, you grew up with around Britney Spears, NSYNC. But that's like old back in the day. Then you have... Just every Omarion, everyone performed there. Everyone practiced there. It was the spot. So someone was like, "Oh, do you sing? You're a great dancer." I was like, "Yeah, I do sing, of course." I was like 16. Puts me in a girl group, and that was like the first. This is how you record. This is what a record is. This is how you know do all.
So
this
So they
stuff.
Had a girl group, and they were like, "We need somebody else. So it's gonna be you."
Yeah, there's this dude from this band called Lakeside, an old school band, and he had a daughter that sang, and he was like, I want you to come sing with our group. We have a girl group, an R&B group, and I was like, hell yeah. So we did that for a little bit.
So no questions asked, you were excited about this opportunity?
I was very excited.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was 16, no idea how to record, really. I like got on a maybe one time recorded in Oak Park, because my stepdad's cousin was a rapper, and I was like, I want to sing on it, and he let me sing on it one good time.
Okay.
And other than that, I've never like experienced how to record or do anything in the music business. I had to figure it all myself for sure.
So did you actually like get any cool opportunities from being in that group, or how was that?
I opened up for Key Sweat.
Yeah, right. Okay, I remember hearing that. Yeah,
like, I opened up for Key Sweat. We did some things. We were in front of a couple labels and stuff, but nothing ever happened. And then I had to Beyonce out that hoe because I was like, I need to do my own thing.
You felt like you were the Beyonce of the group?
No, I definitely was not the better vocal, but I just felt like I needed to be by myself. So
did anyone from that group do anything of significance? Are you tapped
in? One girl is like a social media influencer.
Really?
She did well. Shout out to Bambi.
There it is. Yeah. Like one out of every four girls becomes a huge social media influencer these days. Maybe.
Good luck. It's okay. Hard work still, okay?
So then what do you do after that?
Go through a bunch of bullshit in the industry, right? Managers, blah, blah, blah. Labels, bullshit.
Different people trying to hype you up, trying to jerk you around.
You know, tell me what to do with my life, where to go, how to act, what to dress like. I mean, I've been shoved around a bunch of times.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And none of it worked out until...
I mean, we're still going. I still don't have my hit on the radio.
Really?
I want my hit on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, I want a song to go viral. I want my smash record. I want to be out performing it, which I'm performing on the 23rd, my biggest show I've ever performed.
Uh-huh. Where?
Summer Unlocked.
What's that?
The Babies like performing, Tyga, Jack Harlow, your girl Lexi motherfucking Pantera, uh-huh. Bia, Rick Ross, yeah.
That's dope.
We're just here now. We're here. I'm doing what I love. I've created my team around me. I'm always taking my left lane. Kind of, I feel like the doors haven't opened. I've been shoving myself down doors.
Right.
Opening them for myself.
Okay, but when did you first start to go viral and all of a sudden your shit kind of starts blowing up?
2014. Yeah. Twerk Out.
The Twerk Out was what?
Twerk Out, baby.
Drove it crazy. Mm-hmm. But was it the music side of that or was it just you twerking on social media?
Going viral, twerking on social media to records that you wouldn't normally twerk to.
Oh.
Like Major Lazer and stuff like that.
Right.
It just fucking exploded. It was like the perfect time.
And what do you think that was that made that happen? Because girls have been twerking on the internet for so goddamn long.
It's a lot of things. It's me, first of all, being a white girl, knowing how to shake her ass really well. I'm sure it's a little shocking too.
Right.
I think I was having fun, genuine. You see in my face like I'm having a good time. I wasn't being over sexual or like trying to fucking seduce the camera. I think girls liked it. I think there was a bunch of things. A viral video, someone commented on Facebook. It went fucking 400 million. Views on Facebook. So like someone just had to do like a crazy reaction video and then suddenly it just fucking goes off. And then that's when I just start, boom. And you know, I take that and start making money and start hustling and figuring my way out and putting my music back into my videos, my twerk videos.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah. You just all of a sudden are in the middle of this unexpected viral moment that you just have to figure out how to monetize and how you can create some long-term value out of it.
Isn't that crazy? I was so overwhelmed and I had a friend named Christina Million. Well, I still have a friend.
Okay.
And she was the only celebrity really that I knew that was a girl and I could talk to like that. And get like advice because I was like, yo, there's so many things happening at once right now. Like, how do you handle everything? Be a businesswoman, be on top of it, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you're just gonna fucking learn. You're gonna get it. It's gonna come to you. Uh-huh. And if you have that hustler mentality, you're gonna be fine. I'm like, I just fucking figured it out.
But that's kind of like generic advice because the fact is that you only have so much time and you're going to have to figure out what to emphasize and what to actually put your time into. And honestly, if I were in your position, as much as I kind of know about the entertainment business and music business, I wouldn't really know either because it's like, what do you really like what is the thing to emphasize here? It must have been kind of a tough decision.
If I was to make something, I'd be like, let me go take a business class. Because there's so much business in this business. It's not just you. I'm talented and creative. Do you fucking know how to do business? Because good luck if you don't know how.
Right.
It's really hard.
But you didn't really have did you have a manager or a team around you at that time during that initial thing?
Mm-hmm. He did well for that time.
He did.
You got to move on. Sometimes you just got to.
Oh, yeah.
Kick him to the curb, you know?
Yeah.
It happens. But at that time, it was very good moves. We did what we needed to do. It was perfect.
Right.
Really worked hard, but it was perfect timing. I feel blessed.
Were you like, at that time period though, were you like, fuck, like, I'm going to get all this attention for twerking and that's going to make it so that people can't necessarily pay attention to my music?
Definitely initially did not think that, but also I was not planning to go viral twerking. Like, I've been literally focusing on music my whole fucking life.
Right.
And then suddenly God was like, boom, on your lap, you're gonna do this. I just thought money at the time, because at that time I was just teaching middle school dance kids how to dance. Uh-huh. And I was like after school programs. So we were doing competitions, stuff like that. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? My music's not popping off. I don't know what to do. I like auditioned to, not audition. That's funny I say audition. I went to go try to work at Equinox. They said no. Then the whole twerk out situation came. And I was like, bitch, I'm about to teach at Equinox.
Oh,
about
really?
That. Yeah.
So you got turned down for a job?
At Equinox, bro. They were like, no. Because I, you know, I'm a trainer. I worked out my whole life. I'm fit. Okay, cool. I can train. I could do music and I can train on the side. They make good money. You know what I mean? So I was like, where am I going to go? 24 hour? I'm going to go to the bougier side. I'm going to go to Equinox. Uh-huh. And they were like, no, sorry. You know, right. And I was like, damn. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, I don't want to teach these kids, badass kids, although I loved you guys, bad little kids. I wanted to do music and suddenly twerk out saved my life.
Right.
Yeah, and it launched for me to do whatever I want.
So you started doing those classes, and were you all of a sudden making a lot of money off of that?
Yeah, I was making money. That's why I hopped on it. Yeah, that brings back to it, yeah. Okay. I was making money. I was like, let me travel, let me teach, let me travel, let me get the money, boo, boo. It was so much easy money coming in, and I loved it. The girls were having fun. I was having fun. It was a fucking blast.
Wow.
It was a blast. I got to bring my music in, twerk to my music, go to France, have a tour over there. Huh. You know, with a DJ, and oh, I had a really great time.
What were your shows like out there?
We would go on at like 3-4 in the morning. These fucking like ragers.
Clubs and shit. Okay.
You would drive for like 2 hours in the middle of nowhere in France, and you fucking show up and you're like, holy shit, fucking rager inside this crazy, like, you know, like basement, like whatever, just goes off. And I'm doing a whole show. I mean, I'm singing, I'm twerking, I'm rapping, I'm whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was fun.
Meanwhile, in LA, nobody wants to drive 15 minutes down the highway to go party or something.
Dang, that's true.
It's so true. We're so much more jaded out here. Anytime anyone does anything in entertainment in Europe.
How far is it?
They're like, I can't believe how much they appreciated it.
I don't know why. Why is LA like that? We're not even LA. America's a little bit less of fans than any other country.
We're jaded. It's part of the culture to be jaded.
Hashtag.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you know, that's part of who that's what LA does.
Dang.
To you.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Your girlfriend?
Yes.
Wife?
Fiance.
Fiance. I don't want to complicate. She's Persian.
She's Armenian.
She's Armenian. Someone told me she was Persian. I brought you up and they're like, I think his wife or someone is Persian. I was like, oh, wow. And I was shocked about it.
Right. So you're Persian.
I'm Persian. Half Persian, half Irish.
Met a lot of Persians at this gym that I used to go to.
Really?
That she brought me into. Yes. Britney Spears' boyfriend.
Oh, how is he?
Oh, he's a nice guy. I seen him getting fucking hounded by the fucking...
Hashtag free Britney. Let me tell you, I have a conversation for him.
Hashtag lock her up.
Stop it.
I was
stop.
Thinking. No, I was thinking that would be a good like alternate.
Hashtag lock her up. You see my shock face?
But you know, everybody's team free Britney. I don't have anything against her, but don't you think there needs to be somebody representing the other side?
Of what? Let's talk about it.
Keep her dad in charge.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trolling.
No,
but
no.
I do think that there's got to be somebody to represent that side, right?
There is. I'm sure it's her dad, and he might be doing a shitty job.
But he needs influencers on his side.
Stop it.
I'm saying.
You're gonna get
me
out.
And C-Mac the love. Maybe.
Hashtag free Britney.
Hashtag free Britney.
No, listen. I feel for the situation because I know the industry and how fucked up it can be, and how it really can mess your mental up if you're not fully there and you don't get the proper help. So, like, who knows what type of situation she's in? It's really fucked up, though, I'm sure. And it's fucking sucks.
So you don't have a conservatorship? There's nobody controlling your actions?
I felt like
right now.
This shit. Now? No. Bitch, I got my own lane. I'm doing what I want to do, finally.
Wait, were you stuck in a situation that you couldn't really control?
No,
your
when
career?
You have a team that really is, you're going in a way and you want to go another way. It's like, no, this is my dream. Like, you come with me for my ride that I want to do. If you're in it, you're in it. If you're not, you're not.
But you were in a situation where it felt like they were just trying to boss you around full time?
Yeah, of course. That's the industry. Everyone tells you something else. Everyone tells you one way. You know what I hate? You need a hit. Everyone hears this. This is a false fucking statement.
Right.
I hate when people say that.
But it's true,
growing
right?
Up,
you do need a hit.
No, you don't need a... What's a hit?
A big song.
Yeah, okay. A hit. Oh, you mean like... Of course you need a hit, but what's a record, I mean? Like a good record. How is one person going to tell you what a good record is compared to, no, that's a hit.
Right.
He has his own opinion. She has her own opinion of what a hit is. Bitch, don't tell me what a fucking hit is.
Yeah,
ever again.
It's hard to make a hit intending to make a hit.
But I wish I didn't get advice from people. I didn't listen to them as much.
I mean, from when I look at like all the rappers who are like Double XL cover, I mean, some of them are like, they would be totally irrelevant, but they had one 1,000%. Big hit.
Yeah.
And that defines their whole career.
Yeah.
A lot of these street rappers I like, I mean, they come out with one really, really popular song. And then they kind of like make 5 million mid songs after that. But they had the one hit. So people
at least
can always
that.
Be
listen,
like,
you got to get that one hit. You got to write it though the right way. If you don't write it, you're fucked. What are you going to do?
Right. But you have one song on YouTube with like 70 million views. That doesn't count?
No.
That's not hit enough? 70 million is a lot.
It's not. Unfortunately, these days, no. Give us your leg and your arm at the same time.
Hmm.
It's hard out here in these independent streets.
But so you never signed?
No, I never signed with the label. One time, okay, so like I was about 19 years old and I went to a label and they told me I needed to get a nose job.
Oh, wow, really?
And I was like heartbroken about it.
That nose? Did you get a nose job?
Guess what? I did get a nose job.
Yeah, because your nose doesn't look like there's much
very
to chop off there.
Recently.
Oh, okay. Was it
years
big before?
Down.
Okay.
It's
you had like
I still have a little bump. Okay. I wanted it natural. I didn't want anything absolutely crazy.
Right.
But it's definitely something that haunted me. So that's even to say the industry. Think about it. Like, and you're going to tell like, oh, maybe she should get a nose job.
But
like,
you fought that
my
hard.
Dad had to tell me.
Your dad told you to do
yeah,
it too?
My dad told me that they said that. And I was like, damn. You know, they didn't want to tell me themselves.
Were you offended and hurt?
I was very hurt. It went on for my whole life. I felt very insecure about my nose my whole goddamn life about it. 1,000%.
But doesn't that feel weird that like you're building up sort of like defense mechanisms and self-assurance and you know, teaching yourself your whole life to feel attractive in your own skin, to feel beautiful no matter what other people think
and
about
then
you.
Suddenly.
And then one day you're just like, nope, fuck it. I'm going to look like everybody wants me to look.
Oh, stop it. I still look different. But I'm happy I decided to do it on my own terms. And I felt comfortable and I'm totally happy with it.
There are girls, though, I'm not going to lie. There's girls that I know of who I've thought that. Like, that girl would be so much more popular if she got a nose job. Like, and I'm not even, like, in the business of telling anyone to do that.
No, it's true. Unfortunately, you know.
My girl had a nose job, but she was 15, so I don't know what the hell she looked like before
Dang,
that.
She's Armenian. Listen, my child will probably come out and have to get one, too.
Really? But isn't that fucked up to think that, like, we have this idea in our head of what a nose is
that
supposed
is what
to look
we,
like.
We feel internally, everyone thinks that there's a certain cute nose.
Right.
Why? I don't fucking know. We all kind of, most of us.
And meanwhile, nobody's ever told me to get a nose job. Like, my fucking nose
you
is
have
this,
a great nose.
It's got a big lumpy ball on the
no
end of
way.
It, I feel like.
No way. Your nose is a good nose.
Point being, though, like, men just aren't expected to meet the same sort of standard of beauty.
First of all, men age very gracefully. Okay, so you guys just can't complain, period, point blank, ever.
Men do not age gracefully.
You
men
guys are
just
fine
aren't
at 45,
judged on our
fine
looks.
Fine at 50.
You think that because you're just
you
attracted
guys
to a guy
the whole
with money.
Time, but say that again.
You heard me. It's when a guy is 40 years old, it's not about being attractive. It's about what you've accomplished and do you have money.
No, Adam.
Yes.
No, it's not. Let's have a girl. There's a
women
lot of girls
are judged
in this
on
room.
Looks,
don't
men
let me
are
get
judged
a fucking,
on their accomplishments. Women can be judged on their accomplishments.
Have you had this conversation before?
Many times, yes. But I'm just saying, like, guys, when you say, like, a guy's good looking at 45, no, they're not.
I swear.
You just judge them
when
on
the
a
gray
different criteria.
Are you dyeing your hair, Adam?
No.
Let the gray hair come in. It's hot. We like it. You guys,
beard.
It looks good.
You see how much gray hair I have in my beard?
It looks nice.
No, it's not. You just think that because you've been deluded.
I bet if I get a poll going, you sound like somebody else. Someone said this. I don't
Kevin
know who
Samuels.
It was. This
Samuels.
Is not true. I really think men really do age really gracefully.
You really think
I think
that?
Men get very fucking handsome. And it's not the money. I've dated broke. I've dated rich. It's not the money.
Have
I think
you ever seen a naked man?
Yes.
It looks like a Christmas tree with just one decoration in the middle of it. It's
I'm not
going to
say it's the most
thing.
Beautiful thing.
Right. But have you ever looked at a woman with the shapes
just
and the
goddess.
Curve? Right. The smooth skin. I mean, right.
I didn't.
If I were to stand up right now and show my stomach and start jiggling around.
You're a hoe.
It
How
would
dare
not
you?
Have the same effect that you
How
are having on the
you?
Viewers out there.
Very true. Women are beautiful beings. I must admit.
That's true.
That's why we get paid good money.
Right.
On
like,
some things.
And that's why women are paid to like look good. And men, you know, if you needed someone to like lift a car, they're going to call me.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say I'm going to need like seven or eight more guys like
me.
You're going to need a bunch more
Bring
of me.
Bring your fine fellows along with you. Bring your homies.
Imagine how many.
You know what I don't
how
like?
How many of you would it would take to lift a car?
Bring your cute friends.
Oh my God. That's the best.
The text back is, bitch, are you cute? Because you're not even cute. I'm not going to bring my cute friends if you don't bring your cute friends.
Dudes will forever say to me like, yo, she got friends? She got friends?
But cute friends.
Or like, yo, your girl got some porn star friends, right? I'm like, ooh. Yeah, but they have their own lives and they're probably not like available right now to just come.
They're not your ultimate fantasy that you think.
Shockingly, sex workers have lives and things to do. Okay, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app. Or you can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.